Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Embattled Gauteng High Court Judge Tinsolo Mokwele's Judicial Conduct Tribunal resumed today, and she stands accused of undermining the independence of the judiciary and accused of gross misconduct. On the line with us is Mbikezeli Benjamin, who's Judges Matters Research and Advocacy Officer. Thank you so much for your time, Mbikezeli. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome. Mbikezeli, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you so much for your time once again. Let's just maybe recap and remind everybody why Judge Makubele in the first place has to be facing this judicial conduct tribunal.
Yeah. So in around January 2019, a civil society organization called Unite Behind filed a judicial misconduct complaint against Judge Makubele. And the complaint really is in two main issues. One, they accuse her of breaching the separation of powers by her being both a judge and a chairperson of a state-owned company. They say that she was not allowed to do that because the law is very clear that if you are a judge, you can only be a judge and nothing else. So by her holding both positions, it was a violation of the law and of judicial ethics. The second part of the complaint relates to her behavior while she was serving as chairperson of the state-owned company. And that company was the passenger rail agency, PRASA. And they say that while she was there, she worked to undermine good governance at the company, and particularly she is alleged to have furthered state capture and corruption by working to conclude settlement agreements with a company that was accused of having gotten corrupt contracts from PRASA. And the value of those contracts was about 56 million rand. So she worked to sideline the internal legal department at PRASA and conclude these agreements, which would have meant that this company would have gotten about 56 million rand. And so that is the second part of the complaint. But essentially, at the heart of it, the case is really about judicial accountability and how she herself stands up to scrutiny in terms of judicial ethics and the Code of Judicial Conduct.
Let's also recap on her actual defense itself.
So, come again, yes?
Her own defense in this regard. Let's just recap on that, yeah?
Yes, so Judge Makubele denies the allegations, obviously, and her response to the first ground of complaint was that she never was both a judge and a chairperson of PRASA. She says one followed the other because she said she was interviewed by the Judicial Service Commission in October of 2017, and then President Zuma initially made her appointment to start as a permanent judge to start from the 1st of January in 2018. And so when she learned that President Zuma had made that appointment, she requested that it be amended so that she only starts in June of 2018. And that amendment was done by President Ramaphosa. So in the meantime, she was not a judge. She continued her, she was, before she became a judge, she was an advocate. And as an advocate, she then assumed this role of being the chairperson of PRASA. And for those months in which she served in that role, then she wasn't a judge. And only after she resigned and went into the bench from June, that's when she became a judge. So she says the allegations are not true. And then the second accusations that she acted to undermine good governance at PRASA, she also denies them. She says that she did not personally do anything to further the interests of one or other party. She was a member of a board and she worked in a collective as a board. And so it's unfair that she is the only one who is singled out when she was working in a board of several other people. So again, she denies the allegations and she says there are no grounds for her to be found guilty of gross misconduct.
Of course, today, a lot of what she had presented, put against what was presented, there was a lot of discrepancy there, in a way, just pointing to the fact that it couldn't be true that there was some misconduct when it came to good governance and her conduct as the chairperson at PRASA.
Yes, so this week, I should say, it's the closing argument in a tribunal that has been running since the beginning of last year. And already we've had 22 days of hearings, I think, if I put them in total.
Yeah.
And so this week is the final week. And, and today was the evidence leaders who are presenting their closing argument. And they are saying that if you look at the facts of how Judge Makubele was interviewed by the JSC and then appointed by President Zuma. In those months in which she was preparing to take judicial office, she wasn't supposed to do other work, and there she went and became the chairperson of PRASA. And so by that conduct, it showed that she had intention of going into PRASA and doing stuff that wasn't really above board. And so they're saying that through her conduct, she showed that she had an intention to act in the wrong way. She had an intention of, she knew that she was going to be a judge, but she still continued. And so through those actions, she effectively made herself guilty of gross misconduct, and she should be found guilty of that. Judge Makubele and her team will respond tomorrow, and they will, tomorrow and Wednesday, they will give closing arguments in argument against what has been put there. And I should also say that the evidence leaders, their arguments are based on some of the witnesses that have come to testify, including the judge president of the Gauteng High Court, Judge Mlambo, several witnesses from PRASA, including the head of the legal department at PRASA.
So, if found guilty, she may face impeachment. Do you think she will be found guilty?
Well, look, the argument at this stage does look compelling, and it does look damning, because there are some really, really tough questions that I don't think that it will be easy for her to give a response. So, for example, she was interviewed for the job of a judge on the 4th of October 2017. 2 weeks later, she was announced by cabinet to be the chairperson of PRASA. The question is, when you were, you knew you were already going to be a judge, why did you even put your hand up to be the chairperson of a state-owned company that was embroiled in corruption at the time, where you knew that it was all over the news? And the most significant thing is that PRASA, as an entity, a lot of its cases are in the Pretoria High Court, where Judge Makubele was intending to be a judge. So how could she then reconcile her being a judge of the Pretoria High Court and also now being involved in this company? So it meant that as soon as she started to be a judge, then she would have likely have dealt with or encountered cases that came from PRASA. So I think it was unnecessary for her to take on the job. And so I don't think that she has, at this point, given a satisfactory answer as to why she did what she did. And I'm hoping tomorrow she'll bring that up, because if she can't give a satisfactory answer, I think that is enough for her to be found guilty of gross misconduct.
Bekezile Benjamin, thank you so much for your time. He's from Judges Matter. He's a researcher and advocacy officer.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.